Hello and welcome to Real Conversations with Mona Cooley, family support advocate and founder of Cool Family Solutions. This family-focused podcast will encourage, educate, and empower your whole family. These are real stories on tough topics from families facing mental health issues. Learn strategies about real-life situations that your family can use every day in every part of your life. Let's get started with today's Real Conversation with Mona Cooley.
Welcome to Real Conversations, powered by Tenacious Living Network. Today, our topic is problem solving brings relief. Today, problem solving is one of the big things that can be a challenge for families to get started with, or individuals, and how we go about it, and everybody can have their words and their perspective and it be heard and understood, and we come to some type of action that we can all do and we all work towards that. Now, it can be very, very challenging, and I do work with families and we have family meetings and we work towards that and how they can do that, and a step-by-step process. And lots of times it takes time. But we have to come to some agreement of what action we're going to do to get started. And you know what? It could be a lot of trial and error to it all. I know that when we were going through our challenges in the beginning with our daughter being diagnosed with mental illness and everything turned upside down, that it was a bit of a challenge. One thing for sure, though, that we figured out as time went on, that we were not bad at problem solving. Matter of fact, it was one of our strengths. Now, we didn't know that at the time. But again, there was things that we had to change and how to go about it. And a lot of times, our communication had to be much better than what it was. And if we don't get to figuring out how to problem solve, well, lots of problems just don't get solved, and that isn't what people want. People want to have happiness and joy and relief and everything else. They want that in their life. We don't want to be always dealing with the problems. We want to resolve them and move on and feel empowered when we figured out, oh, that really worked well, and everybody feels good about it. It makes a huge difference when we can do this. And some of the strategies that we had to do and improve on and add and change, it can make a difference in less stress in the family. Who wouldn't want more or less stress? Yeah, there's going to be problems and you work through them. And yes, there's going to be some that pop up again. But again, what is important is if we have a technique that we can use or a plan of how to put that in place, it takes the pressure off. And I found that over time, you know, our families have our ups and downs, as I mentioned, and when those situations come into your face and you need to deal with them, you know, a lot of these techniques work. And first of all, we have to listen, and then how do we come together to figure it out? And what are our ideas and how we can brainstorm and figure this out so that we can maybe come to the best way to do it and figure that all out together? It is about us all coming together. Not lots of times what happens is we don't talk about it. And then, well, I'm afraid no problem's going to get solved that way if we aren't going to talk about it. But again, what's important, that we don't get in there blaming each other and so forth. Let's figure out what are the facts. That's the important part. What are the facts of the situation? It isn't our perception that we're bringing across. It's actual facts. The actual fact could be, well, yesterday I saw that we were all frustrated and angry at one another. And we were getting nowhere. Well, it was a fact because the other person says, yeah, that's true. But the thing is, we need to figure out how to do this problem solve. We want to be part of the solution. That means the entire family. And what that is our loved ones being part of that. I know our daughter Candace, when she was part of when we were dealing with the problem and her part of that process and figuring out what to do different and asking what her thoughts were and giving her input, that was important. We all want to be part of the solution, not the problem. So let's talk about it. So this is what we've learned in our family, is that we can problem solve. And that realization came after the calmness of our difficult situation, taking our daughter to the hospital and coming home after and very emotional about the situation. But once we calm down and take a look at what we were up against, we decided, okay, what are we going to do about this situation? And the strength of our family was each of us have our own strengths. One is a nurturer, and another one is great at communicating, and another one is good at giving ideas for consideration or even understanding of the situation and giving a perspective. And those things, bringing everybody together to talk about it. I remember that night when we sat down and we all talked and expressed what we felt and hearing each other and figuring out, okay, what is our plan of action that we're going to take and deal with this situation so that it works for her and it works for all of us in the family. I want to stress again in here that when these situations happen, it affects the whole family. It isn't just one person. And we need to understand that so that when everybody is being involved in the process and everybody joins in to have a conversation and be engaged and asked an opinion and a thought and we can pool our thoughts and ideas together, it makes a huge difference when the family comes together. I've witnessed this so many times in working with families, especially those family meetings. Yes, some of them are very tense and emotional when we first start, of course, because there's a lot of stuff to be said and expressed, but we've never had the venue to have somebody facilitate that process to help us through it. Well, that made a huge difference for many of the families. Then once we got to a calm place and expressing what we felt and thought and needed that perspective, everybody started to listen and started to think, what can we do different? Many of these feelings come up, and especially into group. When groups cut together and families coming together, it is amazing the ideas that come out from everybody because everybody's had different experiences. Yes, there's some commonalities of situations, but when you've had those lived experiences and you've lived through them and even came up with some ideas and things that worked and share that with somebody that's going through something similar to you, it makes a huge difference. I remember the impact I had when somebody had a lived experience and was sharing it with us and what they were doing. I was learning from them. They've already worn that t-shirt, having that problem, and trying to work through it. And now it makes a difference to somebody else to hear it, and they can relate. That's the biggest thing, is can we relate to what you're saying? And if they can, because you've lived it and been there, it makes a huge difference. That's why lots of times in our group meetings, we've had very important ideas shared. And those aha moments that come in people when they say, oh, I never thought of it that way. And they looked at it and did something different. And then they took that idea and put it into their own lives. they tweaked it the way they wanted and brought it across the way that they would express it. Like I said, I can't stress this enough, how important it is that we sit down and figure out what we're going to do. And as a family, and if you are having difficulties of even thinking of doing that and it's not working, then reach out and get the help that can help you to work through those family situations and bring that relief. Saves you time, it saves you energy. All of those things are so important. And reach out and get that help, because you know what? You're not alone. There's stats said all the time. 1 in 5 families experience mental illness. Well, that means there's a lot of people out there experiencing it. And we need to talk about it. Our younger generation is doing more talking about it and having those conversations and sharing with each other. We need to pay attention to that, because, you know, lots of times we've maybe grown up with not talking about it and it isn't our style, and I don't want to share my problems with other people. Well, if you don't want to share it with other people, how are you going to resolve these issues and get through them? If you and the family can sit down and do these things together and learn how to problem solve, that's going to make a huge difference. Lots of times with problem solving is, where do we start? And how do we stay calm and hear one another and not be blaming and all those things? Because that's usually what it is. And yes, there's many books out there that can show you what problem solving is, and there's different steps. Lots of times, we've talked about many on other sessions, is about communication and about that listening and what's involved. But it's also the emotions that get involved with all of this. That's usually what triggers a lot of difficult times and situations, because we're so emotionally torn up that we can't get past it. And we want you to get past that. And it is possible. I have experienced it personally, and many other families have experienced that, because I've been part of that process. And there's nothing like that feeling of, oh, we aren't alone. This does work. I just needed to hear somebody else, or I had no idea this is what we could have done. I didn't know about this. All these things come up. But how do we go through that? But again, what are the steps? What are the strategies to get this problem-solving process started? When we come back from our break, I will talk more about problem solving and what the strategies and steps that we can start taking today to make a difference in our family.
You are not alone. If you are a family caregiver and your loved one suffers from mental illness or addiction, even daily life can leave you feeling isolated and helpless. You don't have to feel alone. Real Conversations Peer Support, group sessions for family caregivers, provide strategies and skills that really work. Visit coolfamilysolutions.com for more information, or call 1-866-903-2665.
Welcome back to Real Conversations, powered by Tenacious Living Network. Today we're talking about problem solving. And now we want to talk about, what are the strategies that we can put in place so that we can do problem solving? Problem solving isn't always natural, or we're not even sure if we are problem solving. And like I said earlier, we didn't know as a family that we were strong in our problem solving. Never paid any attention to it. It just seemed when a situation cropped up, we just went into action. But that's not always the easiest thing to do. And so when somebody asked us, well, how did you solve that? Well, I really had to think about it because I just do. I'm a doer and I just go into action. But for somebody that needs to think that process through, we had to step back and figure out, well, how do we do this problem solving? The one thing I want to mention, though, is this, is lots of times we put a problem out there of what we need to deal with. Underneath it is the real problem. And what do I mean by this? Lots of times individuals, when they came to groups, and of course they wanted solutions, they wanted ideas to deal with their situation, and they wanted those solutions. So what I had them do was write it down on a piece of paper of what their issue was. And I said it didn't matter if it was a word or a phrase or a sentence, and some wrote two or three sentences, but that's okay, it didn't matter. I said, we'll get to the bottom of it. So the important part was that what happened was that issue would come up and I'd read it out what was said, and then I'd start asking questions about it. I didn't take that verbatim of that was the problem. And I can tell you the amount of times that I've had to help families and individuals work with their problem-solving process, the real issue is not what's first put out on the table or on paper or expressed. It is usually something more underneath that. And so it's important that we start to dig below what that is really all about. And lots of times, it's the feelings, there's the thoughts, and things that trigger in that problem. I know of a situation recently where an individual was really struggling with, you know, felt like that somebody was always nitpicking what they were doing and couldn't figure out why, and it triggered and it was upsetting and didn't know how to go about to even start the process to talk to her friend about this whole situation. And it was bugging her and it was upsetting her, and her facial expressions were definitely, she was feeling down and sad about it and almost didn't want to talk about it, but she did. And here was the strange thing. In our conversation, when we explore and ask a few more questions, the word used was, why did you do this? Why did you do that? And every time she expressed what was said, the word why was said. And I said, I'm wondering if the word why is bothering you. And she never thought of it. And again, that's that idea that pops up about a word and listening to it. And when that why came up, I said, let's say if we say it different and it's expressing what they would wondering why you're not doing something, but saying, you know, I've noticed you doing this over and over. What is the reason you do it that way? I said, how did that feel? And she said, well, that was fine. And I said, so it was the same thing, but said differently, in a different way, with different words. It wasn't, well, why do you keep doing it? And lots of times, it could be that tone again behind those words. And that could be, and that was part of it as well. So the tone came up, how it was expressed and how it was asked, and how we can do that. So it makes a huge difference. So it's important that we figure out, okay, how do we start putting these strategies into place? And how do we start it so that we can maybe practice this at home? Well, as I mentioned, is maybe explore really what's underneath the problem. And I know that could be difficult, but just ask a question, is this the real issue or is there more to it? And they may say, no, there's no more to it. This is the problem. This is what I need answers for. This is what I need ideas for. So, but be clarify. Let's clarify. So I'm understanding from what you said or written on the paper that communication is an issue and nobody is listening to you or you're not even feeling understood. Yes, that's right. So the question you can ask, so if we were to figure out how to do this better and come up with some ideas to think about and you to maybe consider, would that be good? And usually they're very open to that because they're asked permission, you know, for some ideas. Lots of times we're always rushing, oh, we got this idea, and we're throwing them so many ideas to fix the situation rather than have them ask them, you know, would you be open to hearing these ideas? So let's take a look at what the process can look like. As I mentioned, first state the problem you want to work through with the family members. One problem at a time. You are not going to solve them all. Take one that's pressing and start working at it. And sometimes the best one to start with is one that is not so emotionally charged with everybody involved. And then maybe it's a simple thing of, you know, the dishes are not being shared by, you know, everybody sharing in the job of cleaning up the dishes or cleaning up the table. Maybe just take that simple one. And it may not be simple, but it's a little less emotionally charged and figure out and use these steps and test it. So then you put that problem down. Not everybody's involved in doing dishes. So we need to ask, what's the reason that everybody isn't involved in helping with the dishes? Ask the question, what are the fears or what is, you know, what is it that we need to do different to work through this? And ask that question and listen to each other. And maybe everybody's got a reason of why. And through that reasoning, you may come up with, oh, I didn't know that you were rushing off to do this, and I didn't know this was on your plate. Maybe we got to hear each other to see what the reasons are behind it. And after hearing those reasons of why we're not doing it or involved, and maybe there's other things that are cropping up behind it all. And there maybe they're feeling, oh, it seems like I'm the only one that does the dishes. So then it's having that conversation. Now sit down and say, okay, let's brainstorm some ideas together of how this can work for everybody, and maybe we can work out a plan and come up with these ideas and choose how we go forward. And pick an idea of how to go forth with it. And then set the action steps involved. There's one thing to put it on paper, but another thing is you need to take the action and then assess how it's going and check it out. So it's a starting point for you to start that problem-solving process. But keep in mind, everybody has to be open to listening and hearing each other and no blaming. Keep that out of it. So it's important. Problems do happen and they do go away once you solve them and put some solutions to them and take that time to collaborate with each other. And if there are emotions, well, let's just listen to what's happening emotionally around this situation and pick an idea to try out and test and then tweak it. Maybe the first time it doesn't quite work, but it's having that conversation around it. And also maybe just keep in mind of what the strengths are involved. And maybe somebody's good at delegating, somebody's organizing the plan, and maybe somebody else is, you know, is able to assist and help. Find out what that is and just help each other. Lots of times, this problem-solving process, as I said many, many times, it can make a huge difference for you. And starting that process is the best step of action you can take. Ignoring it, It does not have the problem going away. If anything, that problem may compound. And I don't think you want that. I believe you want a solution. Be part of the solution rather than the problem. And it will make a difference. I've experienced it personally, and others have too, when we do these strategies together. Real Conversations are powered by Tenacious Living Network. My name is Mona Cooley. I wish you and your family great success with problem solving.
Thanks for listening to Real Conversations with Mona Cooley, bringing you real hope and education. Visit CoolFamilySolutions.com to learn more. Send your comments and questions to info@CoolFamilySolutions.com and join us again